Hard to compete with that, but let's do it now. It's time for our joke of the week. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com on Friday. We randomly select from the jokes sent in. Somebody's going to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. But what was the best joke? Was it number one? Hey, Dave, can I borrow a battery so I can tell what time it is?
Is it 4 o'clock?
That's the point. I don't know. Is it? Here's joke of the week number two. My cousin wanted to run away with the circus as a juggler.
Why didn't he?
Dave, he didn't have the balls. Hey, now, here's joke of the week number three. I've been feeling run down and grumpy lately, so I looked up my symptoms. It's adulthood. I have adulthood.
Yeah, I do.
All right, here's joke of the week number four. Hey, Dave, I went back to the pharmacy, and I told them that the hemorrhoid cream they gave me caused a nasty reaction. And the pharmacist said, where did you apply it? And I said, on the bus. Hey now. Here's number five. Apparently, you can't use beef stew as a password. It's not stroganoff.
You got to have some jokes like this. Number six.
Thanksgiving jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mustache.
Mustache who?
I must ask you to pass the potatoes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Don.
Don who?
Don, eat all the cranberry sauce, Dave. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Anita.
Anita who?
I need a nap after all this turkey.
I kind of like that batch of jokes. All right, here's number seven.
I also love jokes about the eyes.
Really?
Yeah, the cornea the better.
Andy, that one.
That's right,
that one.
Yes.
That gets consideration. Here's number eight.
Hey, Dave, what's the difference between a diameter and a radius?
Is this a Smarty Pants joke?
Yeah, and Steve Alexander isn't here to warn people.
But the following may be unsuitable for some listeners.
Right. So, Dave, what's the difference between a diameter and a radius?
Tell me.
A radius.
I don't even know if that's a joke. That's just us showing off, but there it is. Here's number nine.
I tried a non-alcoholic beer last night, and I think I now know what my favorite ingredient in beer is.
Joke of the week number 10.
Two bacteria walk into a restaurant. The owner says, hey, we don't serve your kind here. The bacteria says, but we're staff.
Joke of the week number 11.
All right, this is kind of embarrassing. We told the turkey to come to Thanksgiving. We were going to roast him, and he said, great, I'll bring a podium and a microphone. And I'm like, you tell him.
No, you tell him, John. All right, here's joke of the week number 12.
John, how can you incorporate some hip-hop into your family's Thanksgiving?
Funny you should ask, Dave. I was just wondering.
Friend
and I were just last night going, but everything is great, but how can we incorporate some hip-hop into our family Thanksgiving? And I said, we need to bring some salt and pepper.
And then we played some salt and pepper. Actually, we played some Christmas music at my house last night. It felt good. Here's joke of the week number 13. One of our listeners wrote in to say, every weekend I tell myself, Pam, you've got to stop drinking so much. Luckily, she writes, my name's not Pam. One more joke. Here's number 14. Don't mean to brag, but after whisking eggs for pies, chopping all the vegetables, and mashing the potatoes, and making the dips, my fitness watch gave me credit for 2 hours of pickleball. All right, let's go now. What was the joke of the week? Steve Alexander's gone. Pete Zimmerman's out today, and Dave Ennett's busy getting ready for a buckleball game. So, Bob, it's you and Andy and me. Bob, what was the joke of the week?
I liked hemorrhoid cream on the bus.
That. Leave it at that. Andy, your favorite joke was?
Well, you heard me laughing out loud during it. Cornea the better.
Cornea the better. I like the 1-2-3 punch Thanksgiving jokes. thanks for sending them in.